Arthur LaRue. Although weddings are meant to be happy occasions, Arthur's marriage to Lucille Lambert on May 29, 1906 in Jackfish Lake, Saskatchewan was marred by the fact that Arthur was very ill and had received the last sacrament of the Roman Catholic faith. However, he recovered and raised a family of 15. The seventh son, Ulrich, had a gift of healing. He started showing that he indeed had this gift at the age of 3. When he was about 4 years old, the bishop came to the parish and blessed Ulrich and his gift. He performed many healings. Only one example of his powers was seen when he restored Mrs. Lacombe's hearing after only 3 sessions with Ulrich. She had previously been totally deaf. Arthur farmed in Delmas for a time before moving to Jackfish and finally settling in Vaughan, Saskatchewan. He expanded and did mixed farming. He broke land for other folks, first with horses and later with power machinery. He had a self-contained threshing outfit consisting of cookhouse on wheels, with cook, a bunkhouse, and 6 teams of horses. Then he increased his land holdings as his family grew. He then bought 3/4 section of land from Mr. Jules Thompson. Each spring, he would go to his dad's ranch and bring back home young broncos to be broken into the harness. When spring seeding had been completed and the broncos were broke in, he would return them to his father. In the winter, he would not stay idle but did custom wood sawing for firewood and grain crushing for animal feed. In 1922, Arthur had a McLaughlin car, and in the summertime, he would load up his family to go to church at Jackfish Lake, then on to Grandma's for dinner. In the early 20s, Arthur had a brown mare and a roan gelding pulling a high gear cutter, which we used for winter travel. His horses were dressed in light harness, complemented with 2 banks of silver bells that completely wrapped around the horse. On the bridles, the crown strap was covered with a nickel shield, and on the forehead were fobs made of brass in the form of horseshoes, with a horse's head mounted inside the horseshoe. Arthur, being a proud man, insisted that these bells and fobs be shined and polished before they were used on Sundays. As the family grew, he needed a larger mode of travel. He called it his carryall, meaning a 2-seated cutter, mounted on light bobsleds. Occasionally, in the evenings, he would take a walk to town and play pool with the boys, while Lucille would sew and mend and made sure that the children did their homework. It wasn't all hard work with no play. During the winter, they had card parties, socials, and dances at different homes. Summertime was reserved for hard work. They would be invited to go to dances at different municipalities, and because Arthur has a gas lamp, their admission would be free. In the summer, Lucille would pick wild berries of all sorts. She would can about 300 to 400 quarts of wild berries a year, besides tending a huge garden. Arthur also worked dragging the highways when the Liberals were in power. When the Big Depression hit, he had to use the chassis of his Model T Ford as a Bennett buggy, named after R.B. Bennett, Prime Minister of Canada at the time. The procedure was to use the frame and wheels of the Model T and remove the motor. This would then be dragged by horses. Arthur never swore when things went bad. Instead, he whistled. Enemies. He had none, and was always ready to lend a helping hand. In the spring, Arthur would help at ranch branding, using his own saddle horse. Arthur was also a school trustee for several terms. There was also the Raleigh man who made his headquarters at Arthur's. He would distribute his goods all over the countryside by day and return at night. In 1925, Arthur bought the vacant Bank of Commerce building, 2 stories high. It was 25 feet by 50 feet and was moved from the village of Vaughan to his farm, 1.5 miles away. He had contracted the moving to Jack Jolly from North Battleford for the sum of $400. 28 teams of horses were used. Then in 1927, his oldest daughter, Darilla, married Dave Galinas. All the friends and relatives were invited. Dinner was served from 12 noon to 3 in the afternoon. Everyone danced until the wee hours of the morning in Arthur's house. In 1932, the drought set in and there were no crops. In 1933, he moved lock, stock, and barrel to Leoville. In the winter of 1933, he moved all his farm implements by sleigh and horse teams. On April 3rd, in the early spring, he left Vaughn with 3 wagons, 4 horses pulling each one, and 1 Bennett buggy pulled by 2 horses and driven by Lucille. He also had all his milk cows and young stock. It took 17 days to travel 100 miles. Because it was early in the spring and everything was thawing, they ran into some very difficult times and suffered great hardships. In some places, he nearly lost his horses in the mud and once had to put a chain around the horses' necks and pull them out. Arthur farmed near Leoville from 1933 to 1940 and ran a blacksmith shop as well. In 1935, Arthur got a job with 2 horses to operate a pile driver while the bridge was being built at the Big River. Maurice, one of his sons, drove the horses for his dad. That winter, the temperature went down to minus 72 degrees Fahrenheit for 4 days. They couldn't work then, as their camp was a tent, and it was too cold to live in them. After Arthur moved to Leoville, he never had a good wheat crop. Finally, he decided to move his blacksmith shop into Leoville, but kept his farm. There, he began to do custom blacksmithing and did very well. Then disaster struck. One morning, while working in his shop, a piece of metal flew into his eye, and the eye had to be removed. The irony of this is that Arthur had only one good eye, and that's the one he lost. It was a very traumatic time of his life. Then, a year later, he was stricken with cancer of the stomach and died in Leoville on February 23, 1940. The family transported his body with a team of horses on a sleigh. It was balmy weather. The first stop was Spiritwood, which is 25 miles from Leoville. There, they made arrangements for a truck to transport him to Jackfish Lake. They ran into a blizzard. The 4 boys, who were riding in the back of the truck, almost froze to death. It took them 6 hours to make a 2-hour trip. There, Arthur was taken to his dad's house in Jackfish to lie in state, and he was buried in the same cemetery as his father. 6 of his sons were pallbearers. 7 of his sons served in the armed forces, 5 in the Army, 1 in the Air Force, and 1 in the Navy. When the war ended, the family was all home again, including the 5 boys who had served overseas. Shortly after Arthur passed away, Lucille sold out in Leoville and bought a house in New Westminster. She lived to 79 years of age and is buried in New Westminster, where she had lived for many years.